This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Warring factions in Yemen held their first direct talk Sunday during a UN-mediated peace process in Sweden to finalize confidence-building measures aimed at bringing their four-year civil war to an end. The talks take place in Western backers of the Saudi coalition behind the Yemen government increased pressure for an end to the fighting, and that has left thousands dead and millions in need of humanitarian aid. Timothy Lenderking is the U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Arabian Gulf Affairs.
Obviously, there are pressures in our own system, as you can see in the United States, to either withdraw from the conflict or discontinue our support to the coalition, which we are strongly opposed to on the administration side. We do believe that the support for the coalition is necessary. Sends a wrong message if we discontinue that support.
The talks, which began on Thursday, are scheduled to last a full week. The UN director for the talks believes progress will be made. Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila is stepping down after this month's election, but he does not rule out seeking the post again in the future.
Ruling out in politics, in life, in fact, you shouldn't rule out anything, because everything is possible.
In an interview with the Associated Press, Kabila said he hoped to continue to be active in tackling the vast challenges that remain in the DRC. He said he had done what he could for Congo's benefit since taking office in 2001 after the assassination of his father, Laurent Kabila, but he said there was more to be done. But the opposition fears Kabila's rule will be in the shadows once he steps down. This is VOA News.